When I look back, we were just kids in a rock and roll band. We played like no tomorrow. Didn't turn out like we planned. But I have a time slipped away. Though the memories may fade.
Everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Satan is holding the American people hostage for wanting freedom and voting for President Trump. A lot of you folks are being held hostage right now because you voted for President Trump. A lot of you folks are being held hostage because you wanted freedom. Your businesses are being held hostage. Your jobs are being held hostage. Yes, by your evil satanic governors, you are being held hostage. But the truth of the matter is, America or people of the world need to understand that what the Bible says. In Matthew 20, chapter 20 of Matthew, in verse 28, that is what the Son of Man has done. He came to serve, not be served, and then to give away his life in exchange for the many who are held hostage. The truth of the matter is, across this world, Satan is holding people hostage. Across this world, Satan is holding people hostage, and Satan does not want you to be free. We're clearly seeing today how governors are holding their states hostage, and they're using COVID-19 to do it. You are being held hostage by Satan, America, and the rest of the world. Satan is trying to hold the world hostage, but the Bible is very clear that hostage, that you were always held hostage by demons. See, a lot of people are held hostage by a lot of demonic control. And even though, America, you're being held hostage by your governors now, and they're not letting you work. But you were once held hostage by China. See, you submitted into the Chinese slavery. You bought into their slave goods. They held America hostage. What you don't understand, when Trump came on the scene, he tried to free America. What you don't understand is that you love slavery. When you were buying, it systematically happened when the small town started dying off and every Walmart was being built, you were going into bondage. You were going into slavery. You were walking into your hostage situation. You were no different than a woman who was walking down the road and the guy smiled at her and said, "Can I give you a ride?" The guy looked really nice. She got into the truck. They went down the highway, and all of a sudden, 2 days later, they found the woman's body tied up, hands and feet tied up, gagged, and dead on the side of the road. What happened? The woman was held hostage. The woman was killed. Why? You know, Satan looks very nice. Satan looks really nice, doesn't he? Satan comes in the suit and tie, doesn't he? Satan smiles as he destroys you. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus came. That Jesus came. He gave himself as a ransom for all. Jesus Christ gave himself as a ransom. Yes, the American people are being held hostage today. And we know for a fact that this COVID-19 hoax is going to increase all the way up to the next election. This is another political coup to take over the United States of America, and the American people are being held hostage by evil politicians who love Satan and their Jezebel whores who are in the governor of Michigan. Yes, these are whores. These are Jezebel whores. And her name is Gretchen Whitmer, and she's holding the state of Michigan hostage. Oh, come on, somebody. And I gotta tell you right now that Jesus came and he gave himself a ransom for all. But what is a hostage situation? When you are taken hostage, somebody wants the ransom. So what is the ransom on the American people today? Well, Bill Gates wants you all to take a vaccine, and they want Trump out of office. That's the ransom. And they said, well, we will give you your freedom back as long as you take a vaccine. We will give you your freedom back. We will let you work again as long as you don't vote for Trump. Those of you who have sold your country out to China, China has invaded America through the medical system and is holding the American people hostage. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus came. Jesus came to set the American people free. I'm here to tell you today it's not so late. It's not so late to embrace Jesus. Some of you might be down and out, but I'm here to tell you if you embrace Jesus, He gave Himself as a ransom for all. Yes, in 1 Timothy 2:6, the Bible says, who gave Himself as a ransom for all. The testimony given at the proper time, you need to understand that God sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. 1 John 2:1-2, and He Himself in the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. He redeemed with His precious blood as the Lamb without blemish and without spot, even the blood of Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:19, but with precious blood as the Lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For ye were bought with a price. I don't know about you, but in 1 Corinthians 6:20, the Bible says, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. Oh, how wonderful is the thought that Christ ransomed Himself for our sins in the terrible night of the world's darkness and despair. How grandly do they glorious words go marching into the gloom of human wretchedness and sin. Ransom, redeem, propitiator, bought with a price. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but you are being held hostage. And the ransom is, we will set you free as long as you take the vaccine. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that there's some evil people right now. Satan has taken over some governors right now. Satan taking over some politicians right now, and they're holding you hostage right now. And what is the ransom? Well, simply, don't vote for President Trump in the 2020 election. That's the ransom. Oh, what's the ransom? Well, you must take Bill Gates' what? You must take his vaccine. Oh, I don't know about you, but the word ransom is a noun. It's a sum of money or other payment demanded or paid for the release of a prisoner. Yes, America, you are the prisoner. Yes, you are the prisoner today, but I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Don't quit. You gotta keep on fighting. You gotta get in around one more time. Oh, come on, somebody. It's time for you to say, I'm ready to work. It's time for you to say, I'm ready to go outside. It's time ready to breathe some fresh air. It's time for you to say, Jesus has set me free. Yeah, some of you might feel like you're a prisoner locked up in your room, but you need to understand right now that Jesus has set you free. You need to understand that He already paid that price. He already paid that ransom, and that is for your freedom, America. Yes, the one that you gave up to China, the one that you gave up because the evil people have stolen your country, and all they care is about their bellies and their pockets. So what did they do? They sold out to China. You need to understand that today, that there's so many Americans that have sold this country out to China. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is marching back in America. I'm here to tell you today that all you sellout preachers who work for the New World Order beast, that Jesus is about to get rid of you. Oh, come on, somebody, and all you Jezebel whores out there, all you Jezebel whores in the government, all you Jezebel whores in the church, all you Jezebel whores in the public school, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is about to get rid of you. Oh, come on, somebody. We know that there's a big Jezebel whore who loves Satan, and her only goal is power and control, and she's holding the state hostage. Yes, that is Gretchen, the Jezebel whore Whitmer, holding the state of Michigan hostage. I don't know about you, but we've seen in the past there was so many hostage crises. There was the Iran hostage crisis. There was a diplomatic standoff between the United States and Iran, where 52 American diplomats and citizens were held hostage for 444 days from November 4th, 1979 to January 20th, 1981. I don't know about you today, But America has been taken hostage, but it's nothing new under the sun. Yes, Americans have been taken hostage in Uganda, freed with a ransom. Americans have been taken hostage in Somalia. Americans have been taken hostage in Libya, in Egypt. About every part of the United States, Americans have been taken hostage in Venezuela, in the Philippines, in Thailand. Oh, come on, somebody. Right now, Americans are being taken hostage in China. They ain't allowing our planes to come back to America. So you need to understand right now, this is a huge hostage takeover of the world. But this is what Satan does. He holds us hostage. He wants to keep us in captivity. Oh, you need to understand that today, that we are being held hostage by the demons of this world. We are being held hostage. In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, in the Message translation, the Bible says this: that is what the Son of Man has done. He came to serve and not to serve, and then to give away his life in exchange for many who are held hostage. So what did Jesus do? He died on the cross so you wouldn't have to be held hostage anymore. Hostage by your sin. Hostage by the devil. I don't know about you today, but the devil is holding America hostage. I don't know about you today, but it's time to embrace Jesus all the more. I don't know about you today, but Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for many. The word ransom means literally a price paid for the redemption of captives. Yes, you Americans are being held hostage by your evil government right now. They are holding you captive right now. And I'm here to tell you that the word ransom, oh, what is the price that they want? Well, they want you to take a vaccine. What is the price they want? They don't want you to vote for Trump. They don't want Trump in office at 2020. Oh, I don't know about you, but in a war, when prisoners are taken by the enemy, the money demanded for their release is called a ransom. That is, it is the means by which they are set at liberty. How many of you know today that your freedoms have been taken? Yes, and now you are being held hostage. You are now captives in your own country. You ever thought Americans would be held hostage in their own nation? Have you ever thought that America would be held hostage simply because they wanted freedom? Simply because they wanted Trump? Oh, come on, somebody. That is it, what it means by which they are set at liberty. I don't know about you, but what they want, Satan wants you to take a vaccine so you will die. He also wants you to give up your freedoms, and then he will release you temporarily. America, you have been taken hostage by communist control called China. So anything that releases anyone from the state of punishment or suffering or sin is called a ransom. So, America, you are being punished, and now you must suffer. But why? What did I do? Well, you simply wanted Trump. You simply wanted freedom, and the New World Order can't handle that at all. So what are they doing now? Well, they're holding you hostage. They said, churches, you must close. Businesses, you must close. You're no longer essential. No, but Taco Bell's essential. Walmart's essential. McDonald's essential. But you are, in your small business, is non-essential. Not only is this country turned into one big cult, but it closes down schools. It says your children can't play sports no more. It said that you can't even play in the park. It said everything because why? You are being held captive. But I'm here to tell you, it's not the first time. As long as Satan rules this world, I'm here to tell you, men are nature. Our nature captives in their sin. Yes, they are always held captive because of their sin. They are sold under it. they are under condemnation. Ephesians 2:3, Romans 9:3, 20:23, 1 John 5:19. They are under a curse. Galatians 3:10 says, yes, they are in love with sin. They are under its withering domain and are exposed to death eternal. I don't know about you today, but America has turned into a death culture. They are literally in love with sin. They love China and all their evil demonic movies out in Hollywood. They are in love with sin. I don't know about you today, but America loves Satan, and that is why you are going into slavery. I'm here to tell you, this is your last chance, America, to try to pick freedom. You must stand up and fight for your freedom. Jesus paid the ransom of your sins. Ezekiel 18:4, Psalms 9:17, Psalms 11:6, 68 and 2, 139:19, Matthew 25:46, and Romans 2:6 and 9. They must have perished unless there has been some way by which they could be rescued. Yes, this was done by the death of Jesus, by giving his life as a ransom. The meaning is that he died in the place of sinners, and that God was willing to accept the pain of his death in the place of the eternal suffering of the redeemed. The reason why such a ransom was necessary. Yes, there's so many reasons why this ransom was necessary. It was because you were held hostage. You were under doom and gloom. You were under hostage by the devil. But now you see Satan, because you love China and you wanted to brag about your Chinese house. You wanted to brag about your Chinese TV. You wanted to brag to me about your Chinese shoes. You just love China. You even watched the NBA who sold this country out to China. It seems to be we got a lot of traitors in this country. And then when a good man comes up, what we want to do? Well, we want to hold the American people hostage. I gotta tell you something right now, that Jesus paid a ransom for my freedom, and I'm here to tell you that there's angels are marching on. I don't know about this Gretchen, Jezebel whore Gretchen, who is a satanic demon, is holding the state of Michigan hostage. And then we got the governor of Kentucky holding Kentucky hostage. We got New York and California holding its people hostage. And it goes on and on. New Mexico holding its state hostage. I don't know. I've never seen such evil in my life. But you weren't complaining when you went to the mall and you bought all that products from China. You didn't know that China was already in the process of holding you hostage. You didn't fight then. You didn't fight when they closed down small America, did you? You didn't fight when they take over the little white church and started building the big mega churches, did you? No, because you didn't systematically fight when they took down every cross across America, nor did you fight when they threw out prayer. You didn't fight for Jesus, and now you are under bondage and hostage. Come on, somebody. Jesus wanted to know, are you going to love me? Then you better fight for me. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, fathers and mothers. You have children. And when you love somebody, you fight for them. But you didn't show Jesus in America that you loved him. You showed Jesus that he was an ATM machine. You showed Jesus that you just wanted to use him to make profit by your amusement parks. You showed Jesus that you just wanted to make money off your CDs and books. But you didn't show Jesus that you're willing to fight for him. You didn't show Jesus that you're willing to stand up for him. Even though Jesus fought for you and he paid a ransom so you wouldn't be under bondage. But you said, you know what, Jesus, I love the communist Chinese more than you. I would rather do work over there than in the communities of America. The truth of the matter is, the churches are right now are demonic command bases to destroy the spirit of the real Americans who only love Jesus. I gotta tell somebody today that we need to stand up for Jesus. And oh my gosh, the American people have been taken hostage in the United States of America. I've seen so many people taken hostage overseas, but I very rarely to see a whole country taken hostage by its own government. Yes, this is something that we saw overseas, but now we're seeing it here. In Acts chapter 28, verse 20, in the Message translation, the Bible said, did it for Israel? I did it for Israel. I ask you to come and listen to me today to make it clear that I'm on Israel's side, not against her. I'm a hostage here for hope, not doom. Yes, we know that the Apostle Paul, he went into the hostage situation to try to free somebody. You ever see a bank that was robbed and one guy goes in there and he's taken hostage? And then a police officer, he goes in there and he says, take me hostage so you can release the prisoners. You can take me, release one or two. Jesus Christ wants to come and set you free. He paid a ransom. But I'm here to tell you today that you are being held hostage. You are being held hostage in the United States of America. And the reason why you are being held hostage in the United States of America is because simply you have embraced such a sinful society. And when you embrace sin, sin holds you in hostage. Oh, come on, somebody. Your church now loves the New World Order beast. Your church loves Satan. And your church is there to suck freedom right out of you and to teach you to be a little sheep and a slave. That's all you're being taught by your church, is to be a sheep and a slave and to follow the United Nations who works for China. Oh, come on, somebody. If you got your Bibles, if you turn to me to 1 Corinthians 7, chapter 7, verse 23. All of you slave and free. Both were once held hostage in a sinful society. Then a huge sum was paid out for your ransom. So please don't, out of old habit, slip back into being or doing whatever else tells you. You see, the truth of the matter is you have slipped. You've been held hostage because you've embraced a sinful society. When you embrace a sinful society, you're going to be held hostage to it. America is one evil nation. America loves Satan. America no longer fights for Jesus Christ. America's all about the money, and they will sell this country out so they can have money. I don't know about you, but the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23, in the Message translation, it says, all of you, slave and free, were once held hostage in a sinful society. You know, America, in 2020, you have a choice. Are you going to continue to walk in freedom and fight for Jesus? Or are you going to embrace China and are you going to walk into a death culture? It's time for you to turn off your TV. It's time for you to demand the Little House of the Prairie back. It's time for you to demand Touched by an Angel back. It's time for you to go back to what we used to be. I know America is never perfect, but come on, somebody, we were better than most. And oh, you were bought with a price, the Bible says. You were bought with a price. Yes, you were bought with a sum of money. You were bought with the death of Jesus on the cross. You were once a servant, but now you're a free man. You were bought with the blood of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody, say, I'm free with the blood of Jesus. Ain't no Jezebel whore is going to hold me down. Ain't no devil's going to hold me down. You might try to take my money. You might try to take my house. You might try to take it all, but Jesus said that I am free, and I will fly one day like an eagle in the sky. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that Satan now is taking over America, but it ain't too late if we all turn back to Jesus. It ain't too late if we all stand up for Jesus. Oh, yeah, I don't know about you today. But Satan is in the laws of America, and yes, that is why Jesus, who is the grace of God, he comes to purchase your freedom with the blood of the cross. I don't know. I could just imagine all these veterans have died for the freedom of America. To see these satanic governors holding its people hostage, taking everything from them. They don't care because they've sold out to China. They have sold this country out. I'm here to tell you today that they have sold America out. Oh, come on, somebody. I wish I could help you, but you love China. I wish I could say, hey, you didn't have to walk this road, but you didn't care who you elected because all your satanic preachers didn't teach you how important it was to make sure that you elect the right person in government. So here we had a snake, just like the snake preachers and the snake politicians. They sleazed and snaked their way to the top, just so when they got there, they'll hold you hostage. These bunch of snakes, I tell you, they come real nice. They act real nice, but they're snakes. I don't know about you, but they came after the United States of America. They came after your freedom. Oh, what is this ransom that America must pay as the American people are held hostage by their governors? Well, they must pay Bill Gates and Big Pharma, and they must take the coronavirus vaccine. Yes, Satan took your small business that represented freedom. But he said your small business ain't worth anything, but Walmart's essential. Why? Because Walmart sold out to China. You get it? Every business that sold out to China is essential, and the businesses that didn't sell out to China is no longer essential. It's not essential. And I love it how they put, they're doing the great work. And these police officers are now, they're turning into Chinese officers. They're looking like a Chinese cop. When are they going to come and drag me out of my house? Oh, come on, somebody. I still got the First Amendment. I still got the Constitution. That is why they want to come and take away our guns. That is why they want to come and take away our First Amendment. But thank God for our founding fathers. And yes, we have been living on the blessings of the past. But I'm here to tell you, this is the time. You either need, now you have to fight for these blessings. You can no longer live off daddy's money, but it's time for you to fight for your own money. You can no longer live off daddy's freedom, but it's time for you to fight for your own freedom. Oh, I know some of you, you've had a pretty good life until now, but just because you've been living off your daddy and mommy's work, they've been really good parents to you. They gave you a whole lot. But now, look at you. Now what do you do when you gotta fight for something? You can't just run to mommy and daddy all the time now, can you? You better turn to Jesus and Jesus alone. He closed your schools, Satan did. Satan closed your universities. Well, the universities start following Satan anyway. Your public schools are following Satan anyway. Yes, we know that Satan does not act independently of God, and we know Satan, yes, he came and he closed schools, but you know what? They were Satan worshipers, a lot of them. Satan said that that you were no longer essential. Satan closed your churches down, and he allowed Walmart to stay open. Satan is destroying the future of your children and playing with your minds and life. And Satan demands a ransom to free you from your hostage situation as Satan locks you in your home. Satan said, if you go outside, you'll be a COVID-19 super spreader and you will kill millions. Can you see the mind game? Yes, you'll be a super spreader. You don't want to be a COVID-19 super spreader. You don't want to kill millions. Oh my gosh, Satan is really big on mind games. Yes, I don't know about you today, but we need Jesus back in America. Yes, I'm here to tell you, what is the ransom that America is asking you for your freedom? They're saying, take the vaccine. They're saying, don't vote for Trump. But Jesus said, you know what? I have already paid the ransom. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and he already paid the ransom for this time. And yes, if you cry out to Jesus right now, He is going to liberate America once again. If you cry out to Jesus right now, He's going to help you in every situation of your life. If you cry out to Jesus right now, who gave Himself a ransom for you in this modern day hostage situation, oh, come on, somebody, we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.
When I look back, we were just kids in a rock and roll band. We played like no tomorrow. Didn't turn out like we planned, but I have a time.